Another blood-red sunset and yet another moon facing still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey now all, this is the Spirit Doctor, Kelly Sparta, and you are listening to Spirit Sherpa, the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. Today, I'm joined by Julie Thompson, who is a good friend of mine from TikTok, where she goes by Madden Craft, if you're looking for her. And on there, she teaches the foundations of good energy work. And so today I've asked her to join us to talk about manifestation. Welcome, Julie. I'm super excited to have this conversation with you because you and I have like so many things in common and yet such a different way of looking at things sometimes in terms of the way we do energy work. So I'm going to open the floor to you and say, okay, manifestation, what is it?
It is the practice of bringing your wants and desires into your physical reality. And that happens by lining up your thoughts and your emotions and your internal energy with what I call the matrix, the holographic universe.
That sounds awesome. So how do we do that?
How do we do that?
I'm listening. See, I'm listening to my audience and they're going, cool. Now what?
Right. And many have tried to explain. I'm sure a lot of people out there are familiar with The Secret, and that kind of touched on a piece of it, right?
Don't get me started on The Secret.
I see you rolling your eyes. I have the same feels. Yeah. I understand.
So, you know, the Secret was fine. I just want to say The Secret was fine as long as you understand that it was an awareness raiser to the fact that this sort of thing exists, not an instruction manual.
Yes, exactly. And I think the unfortunate thing that it did was pull a lot of people into thinking that you can just think your way to happiness, right? But the real manifestation comes when your emotional processes are lined up with that thinking, that it's not enough to just be grateful for it. You have to feel the gratitude while you're listing the things that you're grateful for. And I think that's what knocks a lot of people off. And then also being just practically approaching it in your environment. If you're trying to manifest a mansion from an efficiency apartment, then you're going to end up, of course, eventually end up being discouraged. So I think it's a little bit more about giving up a lot of control and trusting that the universe is conspiring to bring you what you want already, if you'll just let it.
You know, I'll give an example, right? Because, you know, the idea is that you're trying to live into what it is that you're creating, right? And so my husband got an invitation to a friend of his wedding in Savannah, Georgia. And it was very high-end wedding. And I looked at him and said, well, I don't know who this person is because, you know, they were roommates before he and I ever met. And so the guy had moved out of the state by the time I met my husband. And so I was immediately like, we're going to go. And he's like, what? I'm like, we're going. I said, it's a very high-end wedding. I said, you love the guy. So yeah, you want to be there. I want to be there because it lets us live into our dream of where we're going. And so, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be in a space that is the level of abundance and wealth and ease and, you know, yumminess of texture and flavor and color and, you know, whatever. And it gives us the opportunity to be in that space and have it be normal. And that is the thing. I see so often that especially people who are new to this, one of the things that they do is they're like, I am a money magnet. And it's like, okay, do you believe that? Because if you don't believe it, it's not going to work.
I think a key component too is understanding why you want what you want. You know, where your energy is coming from. Like, okay, you want to be a money magnet, but what you're really craving there, right, is the stability of being a money magnet, right? If you're a money magnet, then all your bills are taken care of and you have everything you want and you can go buy the fancy boat and the fancy house and live freely, live as freely as possible when you're a money magnet. And I think you have to start with the why first and where is that energy coming from? And then figure out what it is that you really want from there. So if what you're really craving is stability, then you manifest stability and allow the universe to bring that to you in whatever way it will, because it will.
Once you have gotten to the point where you have stability, then you need to find the next thing. So like for me, I'm all about the self-care, right? It's like, I want to be able to travel and go to really beautiful places and see all the places I've always wanted to see and to have nice vacations where I get to actually go and unplug for a whole 2 weeks, right? And just have some downtime, right? For me, that's what the next level is about, right? It's about taking care of me and spending quality time with my husband and being able to live life more fully, right? And that's the next level for me, right? And so, because, you know, I've gotten to the stability point, right? So I'm good there, right? So each time you do it, you've got to go up, right?
Yes. It's like steps on a ladder, you know, go for one thing at a time. And, you know, so for that manifestation, then I would ask you to, you know, what does it feel like to be a traveler? What is the version of Kelly Sparta who travels around and goes on all these vacations? How is that version of you a little bit different than the version of you that's sitting in this chair right now?
I miss home.
You miss home?
I miss home. The new me misses home. I don't miss home right now. The new me misses home. The new me misses my bed at home and misses my dog and looks forward to coming home and spending time in my backyard instead of feeling like that's the extent of my world, which has been true for everybody basically because of the pandemic for the last couple of years, right? Is that, you know, our worlds are very small. And I'm like, my world is bigger when I'm traveling, right? Yeah.
So then I'm a little confused. Are you trying to manifest more time traveling for vacations or more time at home? Because the first thing that you went to is I miss home.
No, I definitely don't want more time at home. I just say that you said, who am I if I'm out and traveling? And the question is, I am, you know, I have the opportunity to miss being home because I'm never home.
Okay. So that's a good place to start. You have the privilege of missing home, right? The opportunity. What are the positive aspects of the lifestyle that you're trying to achieve?
That was. I'm so tired of being here that the idea of missing home feels really luscious to me.
Oh, so you just want to be gone so much that, like, man, I want to go home now.
Right. It's like, there's a luxury to that, right?
That's fair. That's fair. In that case, I would say be careful what you wish for because you'll probably get it. You'll end up, if your focus is to miss home, then the universe will put you in a place where you're gone enough that you're really missing it, you know? Yeah. And
that's okay.
Totally, totally. But that's the thing, right? Is to get specific. If you want to travel so much that you miss home, then focus on that feeling while you're away of missing home, while also being grateful for the home that you're in at the moment.
Yeah. And you know, like I was in Detroit this past weekend doing a company retreat. And I was laying in my king size bed in my hotel room going, this doesn't suck. I could get behind this. You know, we've been traveling a lot in the last month and a half because of the weddings that we've been to. And I went to a retreat that I spoke at and things like that. And I'm just like, yeah, I kind of like this. You know, I don't want to be on the road every single weekend, but 2 or 3 weekends a month would not be problematic at this point. I don't know if that would be true long term, but right now it sounds really awesome.
Well, so you did a perfect a perfect little exercise there that I would give to many of my clients. Is you took a moment to notice, this doesn't suck. I kind of like this, right? And manifestation is a constant conversation with the universe of, hey, universe, I kind of like this. You know, bring me a little bit more. Every time you're in a moment where you're feeling happy, you're feeling content, you're feeling whatever that feeling is, hold on to it and ask for more of it. And the universe will conspire to bring it to you. It may not look like what you think.
This is fun. We didn't plan to do this, but hey, I'm game. I'm game. This is fun. So, all right. So I've got my vision in mind. I want to be traveling, right? So let's get down to brass tacks. COVID's in my way a lot, right? So this is one of those things that's really unusual in the world right now that is a manifestation snag. I wouldn't call it a barrier. It's just a snag, right?
I would call it a snag too. I think the first question that I would ask myself in that case, if you're considering COVID, is are other people traveling right now? Are there people in the world right now having these wonderful vacations in spite of COVID?
Yep.
Then why can't you?
Right.
Why is it any more of a block for you than it is anybody else?
Yeah. It's just a little bit more of a hassle.
It's definitely not more of a hassle.
Yeah.
You know.
But sometimes that's the price you pay. You got to be willing to pay the price, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that comes along with manifestation. You know, I have a lot of people, especially on TikTok, that will come to me and say, why has my life gotten so much harder now that I've started my manifestation journey? And
break down before breakthrough, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and also, what are you asking for? You know, the example that I use, I always go back to is kind of King Arthur. You know, if you decide right now that you want to be a king, then the universe is going to bring you lessons to make you a good king. And not all of those lessons are going to be fun, you know?
No, they won't. Many of them won't be. Yes.
Right. You know, you'll have to learn how to be a good leader and stay calm in a crisis. And you're going to have to go through situations that will teach you how to do that. But those situations that are seemingly negative are just as important to the initial manifestation as all of the good stuff that comes with being a king. You know?
Right. We often think about manifestation as manifesting a thing and, you know, like a new job or, you know, a new house or, you know, a vacation lifestyle or whatever. Right. But in actuality, unless you're manifesting something very small, like, you know, a headboard or something like that, right? Unless you're manifesting something very small, usually what you're manifesting is a change in identity. And that comes with energetic upgrades required, right? Yeah. Yeah. And that's why you get what you're talking about.
Yes. And that's why I asked you, you know, what is the version of Kelly that's out here traveling feel like? What is she, you know, does she glow a little bit more because she's so happy that she's on vacation, you know?
Well, not just vacation. I want to travel for work too, right? So like at the retreat this weekend, we talked about potentially doing month-long trips where we stay for a month in one location and we do a retreat and we do a gathering for our mystery school and we do some public events and stuff like that all in one place in another country, right? Right? This is the life, right? That's the life, right? Super excited, right? So, you know, this sort of thing where not just for work, but for fun, right? And then there's the factor of, okay, what do I need to learn to do in order to do that? And the answer to that is I need to learn how to manage my stress better because I still have the old habits of put my nose to the grindstone and keep going, right? It's like, you know, keep going, keep going, keep going. And I when I come up for air, I'm like, right, I'm tired, right? So I have to like, you know, because if I'm doing that in month-long gatherings, that that can be catastrophic. I can't do that. I have to learn how to master that now, because in a month-long scenario where I'm holding space for people over a long period of time, that has to be mastered before I can do that. So I have the next year before we start to offer that for me to get that mastered in my own life.
That, yes. And that's a lot of what I spend my time talking about, is understanding your own energy and where your energy is coming from and where your energy is going. Because that's an important part to alignment, right? Is people talk about alignment all the time and don't ever actually explain what it means. But it's really...
It's true, actually. So why don't you define it for them?
So to me, alignment is, how do I put this? Fine-tuning your present state to the frequency of the future state that you want to be in. So you want to be have good stress management skills by the time you get to this future place, right? And one of the most, like you touched on, well, what do I have to learn? What do I have to do? One of the key components in manifestation, and sometimes it will happen in weird ways, how the inspiration comes in, but you have to take action on whatever comes to you. And I think that has to start with understanding your own energy. If you know that you're somebody that tends to get stressed out by this endeavor that you're going into, then you have to, within your manifestation, envision yourself succeeding in spite of the stress, right? You kind of have to plan around the obstacles as well.
Managing it so that the stress isn't as high. Yeah. You know, because, you know, I think that we have a tendency, especially with stress and with my peeps, we have a tendency to just be like, screw it. I'm fine. Right. And so, you know, the managing in spite of the stress can be problematic for us. Right. So, you know, it's interesting because, and this is something that you guys may want to think about, right? Is that the last 2 years have been traumatic and they've been massively stressful. And it's hard to acknowledge that because, you know, basically nothing happened, right? I mean, we're in a massive pandemic, we're locked in our houses, but basically nothing happened, right? And so, you know, we're just like, well, but I don't have any justification for being overdone and overwrought and exhausted all the time and having, you know, losing sense of hope in life and all this other stuff that I'm hearing from people, right? And there's this, in addition to that, there's also this horrible drift that has come into our world, which is the, when you can't go anywhere, when you can't do anything about it, one of the ways that we deal is to check out, right? And so I found myself doing that. That's what binging Netflix is all about, is checking out, right? You know, it's wine o'clock is checking out, right? Anything that you're doing that sort of way, you know, compulsive shopping, right? Shop retail therapy, right? All of that, all of it is checking out. And so I started to notice from all the checking out over the last, you know, couple of years where I had nothing to do in the evenings and I was too tired to, like, I didn't want to be on the computer more to write or, you know, whatever. And so I just binge Netflix a lot and binge and I double screen, binge Netflix and play with my computer games on my phone. Right. And I found that my cognition was actually reduced. It was harder for me to think. And so I was like, okay, no more double screening. And I'm going to start doing logic puzzles that force me to pay attention and to bring my brain into awareness and force me to have to hold more than one thing in my head at a time and have to really pay attention and turn my concentration back on, because I'm retraining my brain from the place that I've trained it to be checked out to come back and train it to check back in. And you may find that that's what's happening for you too. And so if that's the case, I highly recommend logic puzzles or Sudoku or, you know, something that makes your brain work, right? Rather than watching TV or videos or whatever that, like, just let your brain turn off, right? And if you're tired, you know, stop putting so many things on your to-do list, right? You know,
And also check in with yourself. It's like you said, this is all a distraction. It's to put off the stress that you're feeling. Sounds like what you described there really sounds like burnout, which I think is what a lot of people are going through with all the COVID fatigue, if you will.
That's fueling the great resignation and everything else.
Oh, sure. And, you know, you were talking about how, you know, the stress is building up. And so we're not taught to feel our feelings. So we're taught to put them on a shelf. And that's what you're running from with all the Netflix and everything, right? But if you allow yourself to check in with yourself and feel your feelings, and where are those feelings coming from? Where do you feel your feelings in your body? Where are the sensations that come with this stuff that you are trying so hard to avoid? And because you're putting at that point, you're putting all of your energy into the projection of fine rather than being fine. It's a lot less energy to intentionally get to fine than it is to pretend to be fine. And I think once you make that click, it becomes a little bit easier.
As we're talking about bringing yourself into alignment, you have to remember that you have to actually be present to do any of this. And so if you're finding yourself drifting, you know, you need to do whatever it takes to get yourself back into your body, back into awareness, back into presence, so that you are present enough to be able to do any of these manifestations.
Yes. And it takes effort, you know, and I mean, there have been times in my life where I've had affirmations plastered up all over my house, any place that I can see them, you know, and I'm timing my, okay, I need to be grateful right now, you know. It is an intentional practice to get into alignment. I think it all goes back to gratitude. And a practice of gratitude is going to help you get away from the things that you're so stressed out about. Because, you know, we've got, I call it the monkey brain that's programmed to focus on the negative. And society that tells us, we don't want to hear about the negative. You deal with that yourself, right? So I think getting intentional about looking at the good things in your life and the things that you have to be grateful for. And I'm not saying, like, a lot of people say, make a list every day of the things that you're grateful for. Well, I can sit here and list off, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my home. I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. But can you hear gratitude in my voice? I'm just making a list, right? you have to really seize the feeling of gratitude as you're doing that, because the universe isn't just listening to your thoughts, because your brain's a computer and it's got its own background noise and it's running 90 miles an hour. What it's really listening to is how you feel.
Yeah. Gratitude comes from the heart.
Exactly. And if you're focused on, I'm so stressed out right now, then more than likely the universe is going to bring you more things to be stressed out about, because it's vibing on how you feel and how you are defining your life. But if you're intentionally approaching the situation of, you know, I'm so grateful for my cognitive abilities that I can solve this Sudoku puzzle right now, then the universe is going to bring you more ways to prove to yourself that your cognitive abilities are pretty freaking stellar, you know?
Or more ways to improve them. So for instance, I started that process, and then, you know, for those of us of a certain age, and you're too young for this yet, but, you know, menopause took a toll on my memory. And so, you know, I was really being conscious and bringing my brain back into orientation. And Kathy reached out to me and said, you know, I found this great thing for memory. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, it's this some sort of chelated zinc thing. And I'm like, awesome. You know, send me what it is and I'll order it. And sure enough, bing. You know, it's been awesome for my memory. So, you know, I was focusing on getting my brain back, and boom, there it is, right?
It just gets put in front of you, right?
It does. Yeah. And so, you know, my goal now is health, right? It's getting myself healthy. And that includes reducing my stress levels. And that includes getting out and walking more and getting some of the weight off and, you know, just really taking care of myself, right? And so that's what I'm manifesting. Since I started focusing on it, I'm less hungry. You know? I'm not eating as much, right? I'm just, and not because I'm trying to restrict it, but just because I've decided that now I'm going to be healthier. And so therefore I'm less hungry and I'm craving less sugar and I'm craving more like vital foods, right? And it's because I'm focused on being healthy. And so, you know, not because so let me be clear. I'm not sitting here calling myself a fat cow, right? I'm not sitting here and saying I'm a horrible person because I got like this and da, 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 da. No, I am who I am and I am where I am. And I'm not making any judgments about it. I'm just saying that I would like to move easier. I would like to be able to stretch better. I would like to be able to go up and downstairs without having to stop and decide which knee is going to work better today. You know, mm-hmm. I would like to do these things. And so I know how to do that. And so therefore I'm going to, right? And that's different than saying, than being down on myself, because that's focusing on what I don't want, right? So you've got to be really clear when you're going to make changes. And this is coming out right before New Year's. So, and the biggest New Year's resolution is losing weight, right? So if this is your New Year's resolution, let me tell you, you can't beat up on your body at the same time as you're asking it to be healthier. It is counterproductive.
I think that applies to anything that you're trying to manifest. You can't beat up on your body because your body responds to how you tell it, to what you tell it. If you're telling yourself that you hate your body all the time, then you're just going to find more reasons to hate your body and it's going to stop working the way that you want it to work. But, you know, if you kind of step in partnership with your body and enjoy the process of letting it move and walking, you know, sometimes setting those routines to go for a walk or whatever it is that you're doing, probably not the easiest thing in the world, you know, might not,
not
be.
Not that hard though.
Yeah.
Not that
well, that's
hard.
The key. That's
yeah.
the key.
It's, I mean, I just
allow the ease of it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need a buddy, right? So when I wanted to get more movement, I called up, I told Kathy, I'm like, hey, I want to walk every morning. You want to get on the phone and walk with me? And she's like, yeah. So we do our business meetings on the phone while we're walking. So,
oh, that's perfect.
So easy, right? Not hard. You know, you don't have to have somebody who's sitting, who's walking with you. You can actually have somebody on the phone. But, you know, this is the thing. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with life right now. So there's one last piece I want to cover. I know we're kind of getting up into the end here, but I do want to cover one last piece, which is clarity about what it is that you want to manifest. Because without clarity, it's hard to manifest, right?
Is there a question in here?
Well, I just want to talk about it because, you know, so many people, they have sort of a general idea. Oh, I want to have more money. Okay, that's my favorite one. I want to have more money. Okay, well, here's a penny. You now have more money. Good luck. Right? It's like, what is more? Get clear. You and I were talking too about, you know, the fact that you've blown up on TikTok and you're like, you're not really sure where you want to go with it because you didn't get into it to like make a career out of it. You just got into it because it was a fun app and it was, you know, you needed to say something, right? And so now what do you want to do with that? There's a clarity question. When we go into these things and we, if you are less than clear, you're going to have a hard time with your manifesting.
Oh, for sure. And you've seen the processes that I've gone through. The more that I tried to go at it from that angle, nothing worked, right? Until I get clear about who I want to be in that space, it's probably not going to. Well, here, I'll give you a story as far as clarity in manifesting money, because I know that's the topic that everybody wants to know, right? My cousin and I actually together did this not too long ago. We have a tendency to kind of bounce ideas off of each other. And we both decided we wanted to make a certain amount of money by the end of the year, right? Like we picked a number. When we got to the end of the year, we realized that we didn't actually have that lump sum in our bank account. But if you looked back over the course of that time when we started manifesting, we had grossed that much money. So we did manifest that much money. We didn't manifest keeping that much money.
Clarity, right?
Exactly. Exactly. because the universe will get real specific with you. And that is, you're right. That is why clarity of intent is important. So if, you know, if you want to have $10,000 in your bank account by the end of the year, how it comes to you is not the important thing. But the fact that you're clear about the fact that, no, I don't want to spend this money on anything else. I just want it to be there in one lump sum would probably be a better way to attack it than what we did. You know,
I want my bank account balance at 12/31 to be $10,000. You know, that would be a clearer way to say that.
And within that, I would get really specific about, you know, you don't want somebody to die and leave that money, that lump sum in your will. So you want it to come in a way that doesn't harm anybody. You want it to come in a way that's easy for you. You know, those are the things that you get specific about. You want to come in a way that it doesn't feel like work to get it, and give it up to the universe and see what happens. And more than likely, there are little opportunities, like your friend reaching out to you to message you about this new app, right? Like when I started my freelance business, which is the side hustle that I do on the side, I'm big into the I don't chase, I attract thing. Drives my family crazy because they just see me sitting around a lot. But I know that I've set my intention. I want these kinds of clients. And month after month, they just find their way to me. Well, whether it's through a friend or I end up getting introduced to somebody that I'm having a conversation with, I meet somebody on TikTok, whatever it is, inevitably the subject will come up with, I need this kind of help. And, oh, you don't say, I do that. You know, you have to be comfortable with letting go.
Yeah, that's a key factor in manifestation, is letting go. You have to tell the universe what you want, get really clear about it, and then let it go and expect it to arrive and do whatever shows up, say yes to whatever shows up so that it can get to you.
Yes, because if you don't let it go, if you're just sitting there thinking about, I don't have this money, I don't have this money, then that's pushing it away from you, right?
Or if you're
holding on
going
too tightly to it.
Oh, wait, and this. Oh, wait, and that. Oh, wait, and this. Every time you yank it back, you're stopping the process, right? So get your clarity before you let it go. Right? Yeah. And then, you know, wait for it to manifest. Even if you want something different later, you can always get something different later. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. Done is better than perfect. Well, this has been awesome. So, you know, it's so funny because we sort of fell into doing this as a little sample thing, which we didn't intend to do, but it's been fun. You know, Julie has this wonderful thing that she does, which is supercharge your manifestation session. And so she's agreed to make that available to you guys, even though she's like kind of holding off on things in other places. I talked her into doing it for you. And so if you want to supercharge your manifestation session, that is, you know, we did a very light version of it here. She would have taken me much deeper and doing a lot more than what we did on the call here. But
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No. And I get that. So but if you would like to do a full supercharger manifestation session with Julie, she's making those available. You can find the link to that in the show notes. And you got a taste of it here, and you know, she's pretty damn awesome at what she does. So I would check her out. And she's also available on TikTok. You can follow her there at Mad in Craft, and it's Mad_in_craft. And so, you know, check her out. And so I'm just going to throw it back to you for a second here and invite you to do what we normally do at the end, which is our little Kellyism, which I warned you about in the beginning, but I didn't remind you about now. And I'm sure you've forgotten about before we get here. That's why I'm warning you about it now. And I'm talking to Phil, so you have a chance to think about what you're going to say. So just a little wrap up thought, just a sentence or two to wrap up for the entire episode here. What do you want to share?
Well, I think in wrapping up, what I would like your listeners to do is ask themselves, how do you feel now and how do you want to feel in the future? And start there. It doesn't have to be a huge, you don't have to manifest a mansion. How do you feel and how do you want to feel? And start there.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Okay. And that's all we have for this week. Tune in next time when I share another episode on energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Kelly Sparta, here with Julie Thompson, and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, everyone.
Bye.
Each mile I travel over 13,000 now.
Spirit Sherpa is the sole property of Kelly Sparta Enterprises and is distributed under a Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 4.0 license. For more information about this licensing, please go to www.creativecommons.org. Any requests for deviations to this licensing should be sent to kelly@kellysparta.com. To sign up for or get more information on the programs, offerings, and services referenced in this episode, please go to www.kellysparta.com. This episode of Spirit Sherpa has been produced by Honu Voice Productions, with post-production by Christopher Wright.
Into my home and my love and my life and me.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.